Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunting Communications post-game show. Coach, fun game to watch. Your team battled back. They showed just how resilient Beaver hockey has always been.
Yeah, you're really, really, really proud of the group, Kelly, for battling back. Really, you know, I told them, you know, we were not at our best this weekend, but I want to give Duluth a tremendous amount of credit. I told Mara, that's the best Duluth team I've seen in my 3 years. The way they were moving the puck around, the way they supported each other, they were just playing at a very high level all weekend. And on the other hand, I didn't think we didn't have our A game, but you know what? We found a way. We battled, we persevered, got a big goal on the 5-on-3. I mean, you're down 3-1. The way things are going, it would have been very easy, you know, to say that's it. But we kept battling. We found a way to make it 3-2. So we go into the third. Hey, we just somebody make a play. Let's find a way. And sure enough, shot, rebound, Emma's there, and we got a tie game. So, you know, it's always, you know, Mark Johnson said it in a press conference, you lose a shootout, you feel like you lost. But I told him, you know what, that's a big point. You know, it's a big point. We come in here, we're not playing at our best, we still get a point. A point a weekend in this league, we're going to be doing all right at the end of things. So we'll take it, and again, we'll learn from this, and we'll just keep getting better.
Well, some of the notes that I took during the game, as you mentioned in the pregame show, your team needed to win some battles, and they certainly did. There were some great plays. Miller always at the puck first. Emma Terrace, obviously, with those two goals was huge. And Nelson, even as dinged up as she's been, she looked great out there today, too, your seniors.
You know what? Again, everybody battled. You know, we shook things up after the first period. You know, we didn't seem like we were generating much, so we shuffled three of the lines around. And you know, the girls went out there and battled, and that was the big thing. Just win battles, and you know, it's again one thing to say it, but when you're chasing all the time, it can be pretty tiring. But I thought again we just did enough. Again, Britt was excellent for us in net, you know, sometimes, like you said, you're not going to have your best hockey every single time you play, no matter how much we'd like that, it's just not going to happen, So for us to be able to battle back, find a way to get a point here was it's just a real big point. Obviously, like I said, it's an opportunity for our team to grow.
Well, you had some great plays on the special teams today. Your power play, of course, 7 shots on net. You went 1-for-5, which isn't terrific, but you still got to be pretty happy about that. And your penalty kill was excellent.
Yeah, that penalty kill was excellent all week, but. You know, we had a chance. We had a power play there with about 5 minutes left, 4 minutes left, and that would have been a huge opportunity, obviously, to go up by a goal. But you know, we struggled getting it in, and then you know, we were just never able to connect. We threw one pass in the middle that got knocked down, and then it gets cleared. Now you've got 200 feet to go. But penalty kill was big, but obviously the 5-on-3 power play goal was huge for us.
Well, talk a little bit about your line changes that you made. I know it was fun seeing Emma with Lauren and Nelson, and then watching your freshmen out there, Casa and Mac, and who was
it? Kiki.
And Kiki.
Yep.
Yeah, those three actually look pretty good out there. The speed.
It's an energy line. Yeah, mm-hmm. they all move their feet really well. They're like a bunch of water bugs. They're flying all over the place, and that's, you know, obviously it's a little scary when they're out there against Bricklick and Stalder and I can never pronounce her name, number 98. But
Mrzova.
You know, it's but again, it's a great learning experience for them to be put out against some of the best players in the country and to hold their own. So, you know, every opportunity is an opportunity to learn, right, Kelly? And that's certainly what all of our freshmen did this weekend.
Well, and the other thing you guys did really well was neutral zone play. I noticed a lot of times when the Bulldogs were trying to bring it up the ice, there were poke checks and people stealing the puck off, even the stick off of Lara Stalder lost the puck a couple times to freshman or Miller. And it was just fun to see the battle was higher. The urgency was definitely there today.
Yeah, you know, again, we you know, I don't want to sound redundant, but we were not at our best hockey this weekend, you know, for whatever reason. But, and again, I want to give Duluth a lot of credit for that because I thought they were extremely good. But again, we persevered, good goaltending. I thought AJ was outstanding, making plays. You know, that goal she scored was big, and that was that was the message afterwards. You know, you find a way. You never count yourself out. As long as you keep battling, you can find a way, and that's what we did.
Well, like you said, one point is better than getting swept, and that's a big point for your team, obviously, in this league. You got another battle ahead of you at North Dakota, home and home series next weekend. How do you prepare for North Dakota?
You know what? We'll obviously get going on that on Monday. But again, it's a long, great rivalry. I know, you know, prior to my coming here, I think they played 3 years in a row in the playoffs. So, you know, it'll be a battle. They always are. I think every time we've played them, it's been a one goal game. I think the last, you know, number of times we played, the last eight times we played, they've all been extremely tightly contested. And I'm sure this weekend will be the same. So. I know they lost a tough one to Wisconsin today. They play again tomorrow. So, you know, again, it's the challenge of the league. I just mentioned that to the group downstairs. You know, every weekend's a grind. Next weekend, another tough battle.
Coach, thanks so much. Have a safe trip home.
I will, Kelly. You have a safe trip to the cities, and we'll see you this week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach.